You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The luxury fashion retailer Michael Kors is to expand internationally. The global payment service company Visa has just launched Visa Developer, and research has found that the majority of mobile advertising done in South Korea is through apps. The luxury fashion retailer Michael Kors has announced that it's going to expand its online presence internationally. It currently operates e-commerce websites in just the US and Canada, but will soon launch sites in 22 European countries, with the first sites going live this autumn. The announcement comes off the back of strong growth in its North American markets, with the brand reporting retail sales worth $766 million last quarter, up 11% on the same time period the previous year. The company will focus on making mobile e-commerce as easy as possible for customers, saying that they had noticed mobile traffic to their website increasing every month. The global payment services company Visa has just launched Visa Developer, an open platform that allows software developers to access a range of Visa's payment technologies. Developers can access services such as Visa Checkout, consumer transaction alerts, currency conversion, person-to-person payment capabilities, and account holder verification. They will also have access to Visa test data. With the rise of e-commerce around the world, more and more companies are looking at ways to receive payments online. A Visa spokesperson commented on the launch of Visa Developer, saying, "We are unbundling Visa's full suite of products and services and giving developers open access to the underlying payment capabilities. We believe this will lead to the creation of entirely new commerce experiences with Visa technology integrated to enable greater security, scale, and convenience when it comes time to pay." A study by ResearchAd has found that the majority of mobile advertising done in South Korea is through apps. The research found that 59% of mobile display advertising in the country was in apps, with the remaining 41% of mobile display ads being shown on mobile websites. Advertisers in South Korea spent $1.6 billion on mobile display ads last year. South Korea has one of the most mature smartphone markets in the world, with a penetration rate of over 100%. The popular Norwegian e-commerce site Komplett has revealed that it wants to expand the range of services it offers in the country. Komplett's website currently sells electronic, home and decoration, beauty and household appliance products. It also recently launched an online pharmacy. It's now announced plans to sell groceries on its site and also build an online marketplace for other retailers to sell their items online. Norway has one of the most mature internet markets in the world, with the third fastest internet speeds in Europe and 78% of Norwegian internet users engaging in e-commerce. And finally, the department store House of Fraser was left red-faced after a social media marketing stunt went wrong. House of Fraser decided to do a campaign called #emojinal, which it superimposed various emoji onto celebrities' faces and bodies. In one, a photo of Leonardo DiCaprio was doctored to show him blowing a trumpet, whilst in another, Kim Kardashian had a peach superimposed onto her buttocks. The campaign, which was quite at odds with House of Fraser's usual serious style, provoked quite a Twitter storm, with users pondering whether the Twitter account had been hacked or whether the person running it was drunk or suffering from a mental breakdown. As it was, the out-of-character tweets were promoting a Valentine's Day offer, with the company later explaining that love sometimes makes a person act differently and a bit bonkers. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.